Chapter 4, I Am Blessed, A Magnet for Blessings. When you honor God with your life, keeping Him in first place, He puts something on you called a commanded blessing. The commanded blessing is like a magnet. It attracts the right people, good breaks, contracts, ideas, resources, and influence. You don't have to try to go after these things, trying to make something happen in your own strength, your own talent, hoping that life works out. All you have to do is keep honoring God, and the right people will find you. The right opportunities will come across your path. The favor, the wisdom, the vindication will track you down. Why? You become a magnet for God's goodness. The military has what's called a heat-seeking missile. They program a target into the computer and fire the missile off, which can travel thousands of miles. The intended target can be flying in the air, zigzagging here and there, trying to lose it, but it doesn't have a chance. The heat-seeking missile follows it everywhere it goes. It eventually overtakes it and accomplishes its purpose. In the same way, when you keep God in first place, just like that heat-seeking missile finding a target, God will send blessings that chase you down, favor that overtakes you. Out of nowhere, a good break. Suddenly, your health improves. Out of the blue, you're able to pay your house off. Unexpectedly, a dream comes to pass. That's not a lucky break. That's not a coincidence. That's the commanded blessing on your life. Like a magnet, you're attracting the goodness of God. That's what it says in Deuteronomy 28. When you walk in God's ways, making pleasing Him your highest priority, all these blessings will chase you down and overtake you. One translation says, you will become a magnet for blessings. That means because you are honoring God, right now something is attracted to you. Not fear, sickness, depression, bad breaks. No, like a heat-seeking missile, favor is tracking you down. Promotion is headed your way. Divine connections are searching you out. You are attracting the goodness of God. You may be facing an illness. Instead of thinking, I'm never going to get well, you should see the medical report. Your attitude should be, healing is looking for me. Restoration is tracking me down. If you're struggling in your finances, instead of thinking, I'll never get out of debt, I'll never accomplish my dreams, you need to tell yourself, abundance is looking for me. Favor is in my future. Good breaks are tracking me down. If you're single, don't say, I'll never get married. I'm too old. It's been too long. No, you need to declare, the right person is looking for me. Divine connections are tracking me down. They're already in my future. Like a magnet, I'm drawing them in. When I look back over my life, it's evident that most of the favor and most of the good breaks came to me. I didn't go after them. I was simply being my best, and God did more than I could ask or think. I never thought I could stand up in front of people and minister. I spent 17 years behind the scenes at Lakewood, doing the television production. I'm not bragging, but during those 17 years, I was faithful. I gave it my all. I made my father look the best I possibly could. I'd go the extra mile to make sure the lighting was perfect, camera angles were just right. I would even go over to my parents' house every Saturday night and pick out a suit and tie for my father to wear the next day on television. My mother would say, Joel, Daddy's a grown man. You don't need to come over every week. He can pick out his own clothes. The problem is, I had seen what my father picked out before. Let's just say he liked a lot of color. I wanted that broadcast to be perfect. I wasn't looking to become the pastor. I was content where I was behind the scenes. But when my father went to be with the Lord, this opportunity came looking for me. I never planned on doing it. It chased me down. God's dream for your life is so much bigger than your own. If you will keep being your best right where you are, you will come in to favor, promotion, opportunity, bigger than you ever imagined. You won't have to go after it. It will come to you. Like a magnet, you'll draw it in. When I was in my early 20s, I walked into a jewelry store and met Victoria for the first time. Like a magnet, she couldn't keep her hands off of me. That's my side of the story anyway. We went out on our first date and had so much fun. It was at the Compaq Center, where we now have our services. The next week, she invited me to come to her house and have dinner. We laughed and had a great time. I called her the next day at work to thank her, but she was busy and not able to talk. I called her that evening at home. She wasn't there. Called her the next day, the next, and the next. She was always either busy or not available. For some reason, she couldn't talk. Finally, I got the message. She's avoiding me. She doesn't want to see me. I thought, that's fine. I won't call her anymore. About 2 weeks later, I was sitting at a little diner eating breakfast early one morning by myself. Victoria came walking in. She saw my car out in the parking lot, came and sat at the table, and said, "Joel, I'm so sorry. I keep missing your calls." She came back to her senses and came looking for me. She ate breakfast with me that day and then made me pay for it. Friends, God has the right people in your future. When you honor God, the person He has designed for you, the right one, will come across your path as though they were drawn by a magnet. You don't have to worry. You don't have to play games to try to convince somebody to like you. If they don't like you, let them go. If they don't celebrate you, see you as a gift, a treasure, as one of a kind, move forward. Don't hang on to people that are not attracted to you. The right person will not be able to live without you. The one whom God designed for you will think you're the greatest thing in the world. You keep being your best right where you are, honoring God, and God will do for you what He did for me. He'll cause you to be at the right place at the right time. Those divine connections will come across your path.